Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Omud Aleph. And we are in the middle of Simin Shin Yud Zayin, which deals with various knots on Shabbos. And we're starting on the very bottom of Kuf Lamed Aleph Omud Beis with Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Nishmitu lo Ritzuos Minol V'Sandal. If the straps over here of your shoe or of your sandal have come apart, O Shinishmat Rov Regel, or the shoe has actually slipped out over here that it no longer covers your entire foot. In other words, some of the ropes or the straps over here that are holding it together are no longer attached. So the Mechaber writes, Mutu lahachzir harutzuos lemkomam. You're allowed to go and return these straps to their place, put the shoe back together, so to say. However, ubavach lo yikshar. You're not allowed to go and tie them back together. Let's better understand this by reading the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Tezayin explains, Avol b'minol chodosh, if this was a brand new shoe, as opposed to a shoe that was already worn, then if it's a brand new shoe, also in litain haritzuos b'shabbos, you're not allowed to go put these straps back into place over here, afilu v'manekev rochov, even if the hole for which you're inserting the straps into them is very wide. The mesakin mono, because this is called as if you're completing the item, you're fixing the item to the extent that it's now a kli. V'hu adin, likewise, besarable, the same thing would apply with a coat, or b'mechnasayim, with pants, chadoshim that are new. Also, lahachdin shom ritzuos or mishichi, you're not allowed to go put in over here the straps or the bands over here that hold these garments together. Because by doing so, d'mevata lehosam or mikri mesakin mona. You're now going to essentially be placing them there permanently, and this is also called mesakin mona. However, the Mishmur says, Aval avnei shari, a belt would be permissible, lachniso, to put it over there, afilu b'mnechlesayim chadoshim, even in new pants, the lo mevata lehosam, because this is something that's significant, important in its own right, and you're not going to leave it there forever. So therefore, in this situation, you'd be allowed to go and put it in. Because this is normally put in and put out on a regular basis. So therefore, it's not a problem of putting a belt into the pants. You're not going to leave it there permanently. Dear Shifu number 19 brings down, to put some sort of a thread or a lace over there inside a shoe or in some sort of a garment, and it's clear that you won't leave it over there. It's not going to be bottle over there. For example, kigon lahashlil suruchim balitzeva shonim me'anal. So you're going to put in some colored string over there or thread that will obviously not be left there permanently because that's not the way it's done. So then the Ketzos HaShulchan says that would be permissible as well. The issue for number 20 says that even though we just said that a belt is allowed to be inserted into the pants and taken out, he says if it's a belt that's miyuchedes lebegin mesuyim, it's a specific belt for that specific garment. So then Rosh Shlomo Zalman says also lihashchila bebegin zu b'shabbos, you can't put it into that begin on Shabbos. Shekivin shechagura bo l'sakin es habegin, somehow that belt is fixing this garment and it becomes a part of the garment. Nechsheves hashcholoso ki hashcholas suruch benal. Then it's like you're putting a strap into a footwear, which is not allowed, as we just pointed out. Of course, if it was done before Shabbos, then you can continue to use it on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Yud Zayin says if this strap over here released and the shoe no longer covers your foot, so then Shemin Olam Shalahem, the Mishnah Berurah explains, their shoes were different than our shoes. Hayasum Prokim Umuchubarim Ayideh Haritzuos. Their shoes were made in parts, and they would strap them together to make a full shoe. And if some of the strap over here came out, shall rov haregel mimakomo, would put basically most of the shoe no longer on the foot. So machziro, you're allowed to return it umahadko and tighten it mechadosh ayideh haritzuos via these straps. Kemash me'el yirabah. That's the opinion of the El Yirab over here that said it's mutter to return this. The Yesh Mepharshim, others explain shenishmat minolo mirov raglo ayideh she'enim huduk. Others say that it was not tightened over here. Veros say litein haritzuos b'nekev acher. And therefore, you want to now place this strap into another hole that's based upon the Prima Godum. In this way, he'd be able to tighten the shoe properly, and that's what the Mechaber says is permissible as well. And the Mechaber did say, however, Ubavach lo yikshur, you're not allowed to tie them. So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Yud Ches that these ritzuos can be reinserted over here, but not tied. The Dafka Osan ritzuos, only the same ritzua, the strap that was there originally, Avo ritzua chadosha, but a new strap to insert, Shalohai so shom mitrila, that never was there, that would be forbidden, Osir. The Mikre Mesaki Mona, that's also called, the El Yerab explains, fixing this shoe. Dishfu number 21 brings down, Shim hasruchaya, but now, the yotze, if the strap was already in the shoe, ein bechazaroso lenal mishum esakimona. If it's the same strap, albeit it's not in the shoe now, it fell out, then you're allowed to reinsert it. And he says this is similar to putting the wool back inside a pillow, that if the wool was originally in the pillow, you're allowed to put it back in. That's not called mesakimona. Now, just because a strap or lace was in a shoe and it came out, you're only allowed to put it back in that shoe. But Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that you're not allowed to put it back in a different shoe. And this would be true, Shlomo Zalman says, even if you designated it before Shabbos to be used in the other shoe. The fact that it never was in the other shoe makes it forbidden to put it in on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yutes says you're not allowed to tie it. Pirush Shelo Yase Kesher Berosho Shelo Yishomit. You're not allowed to put a knot in it that it shouldn't fall out. Devi Kesher Kayama, because that's a permanent knot, and that would be forbidden, as we've already explained, Kamosha Kosov Sof Sif Aleph. The Ramah continues and he says, you're only allowed to return it over here if you can return it without difficulty. But if it's a very difficult thing, requires a lot of work, then it's forbidden. Because we're concerned that you're not going to want it to fall out again, and you may come to knot it now. This is brought down the Matosos and the Rush. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat M'chav, it's a wide opening, and therefore it's easy to put the strap back inside. The Achronim question this. Even if it's a wide opening, we have to be concerned that you can't reinsert it over here if it's normally tied. Because in this situation, we should also be worried that you may come to tie it. And if it's a narrow opening, then you're not allowed to go and return it, even if it's not normally tied, because it requires a lot of work. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, nowadays, all laces, that are in our shoes and our pants, the regim likshar beroshin, that we do make a knot normally at the end of it so it shouldn't slip out. Afilo an ek of rachav, even if it's very wide, also lachziran, we do not allow you to return it, as we just explained. And he says this further is discussed in the Bir Halacha. And in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Mikomokum lemaisa nira de'ein lozus midivrei Tosfos or Rosh." We shouldn't go and leave the words of Tosfos and Rosh that the Ramah brought down. Da'afilu hanek of Rochav, even if the hole is very wide, you're not allowed to return the strap to it. Also, b'mokum shirugil nikshar if it's normally tied off. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, "Matirin beis hatzavor mikesha shekasharu kobeis." They used to go and have the laundress string together and close off the opening of a shirt, and this way it would be easy for the person to take his shirt home. So you'd be allowed to untie this sort of a tie that the laundress put together on the opening of the base tzavor of a shirt. She'eino kesher shekayama, because the purpose of that is not that it should be permanently sealed off, it's just to make it easy to carry home, and you're going to untie it as soon as you get home. However, aval ein poschin otso mechadosh, but you're not allowed to go and open up the Savor, the neck part of a shirt, and make the opening there in the first place on Shabbos, the Mesakin Manhu, because that would be fixing the shirt, creating a new kli. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Chafalev that this laundress tie is normally not a Kesher Shel Kayama, Shein Asur Liskayim, because it's not made to be there permanently. Rak Achi Kochenu Abalabayis Leveso. He brings down the name of the Levush, that this is only done so to make it easy for the Balabayis to take it home. However, he brings out from the Taz, Yesh Machmirim Badovar, there are those that are stricter, and say, Elo Imkin Asur Lahatib Osu Yom Shel Akvitsa, unless it's to be go and specifically remove that day, you wouldn't be allowed to go and undo it on Shabbos. Dear Shifut number 25 brings down Rosh Lomo Zalman Zatzal, who explains the reasoning for the Mekel opinion over here. He says, Kol kesher she'omed lahatar bilvad, a knot that is specifically made to be undone. The eina omed lachzor lekosher, and is not made to be redone, that's not called a kesher shel kayama at all. He does add, however, sha'af bekesher kozeh, in Bepal, Achyavo Lishtamish Lahatir Sakesher, Yavros Manrab. He says, if you're not going to undo this for a long period of time, then it would be forbidden to untie this on Shabbos as well. How do we paskin over here between the Luhush and the Taz? So the Yishuvut number 26 brings down for Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, Lamaisa, Ikra, Alocha, Hukidas, HaMekilim. You can rely upon the more lenient opinion over here of the Luhush. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Chavbeis write that this is Mesakin Mona, V'chayev Mishum Makeh B'Patish. This is the issue of Makeh B'Tanish finishing off the job to Gemar Melocha, which concludes the making of the utensil. The Yishuvut number 27 has a discussion that we had previously about undoing, for example, the cartons of Leban that come in a six-pack and taking off individual cartons from them. Is that an Isser or not? So we brought down divergent opinions between Rav Yashiv Zatzal and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. Ayin Shom in footnote 27. We had discussed this previously. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hago afilu kfar niftach rak shechozar umonu kishoro o tufaro biyacha kiderach she'umnin osin. The Rama is telling us that which we said you're allowed to go and untie the knot, that's assuming it was just the launderer's knot. But if the shirt had been opened up and now it had been sewn closed, as sometimes was the custom for the umnim to do, so then he brings out for the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, this would be forbidden for a person now to undo this on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chav Gimel, Betov, that you tied this off well over here, so it's as if it's a brand new garment. So you can't just simply open up the neck of this garment. You'd really have to go and cut it or undo it in a certain way. It looks like you're brand new, making this garment now with an opening. And here again, the Rama says the same problem of Misakin Mana applies. He does bring down from the Sefer Yamshel Shlomo, the Sefer Yamshel Shlomo Kosav, the Kutonis Senishkashu HaMashichos, V'loyucha Lahatir. If you have some sort of a garment that somehow has become, the bands in it have become bound together in some sort of way that you can't undo them, so then Shari L'kula Yamu L'natkon, you'd be allowed to cut them open. That's not a problem at all. Shari Eino also Elo Latiro, because again, its purpose over here was to be undone. V'choz Man Sheyirtze, whenever you want, V'lo Mikri Kesher, it wasn't meant to be knotted. And he says, but you shouldn't do this in front of people that aren't knowledgeable, because they'll think you can do this all the time, and they won't understand why here it's permissible and elsewhere it is forbidden. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, therefore, al korachach, tzorech lomar desfirulei lahayam shel shlomo, dedafka kishechozar umum ukishoro osu lenatek. So here, you have to explain the Yam Shel Shlomo is telling us that it's only if the umman, the person who made this shirt, went and retied it again, then it's forbidden to go and undo it. But any other non-professional, non-uman type of tying it together would be allowed to be undone. The chain kosav Morgan Avram, and this is the opinion of Morgan Avram, and the reasoning is vatam efshar maybe the keshekosharo ha'uman b'shas malacha, when the uman did it, yesh b'zeh mishu makav patish. That's like the final blow. When you undo it now, the hugmar malacha, because you've now made it again into a usable shirt. Avoshar kshiros, but other types of knots or ties over here. Shenikshu achar shikvar nigmar habeged, after the beged really has been completed. Ein shayach b'zeh mishu makav patish kishemenatko achar kach. The garment was completed already. Now somebody did something to it that it's not easily usable right now, but it's a completed garment. So therefore, when you undo these binds, it's not considered that you're making a new garment. He adds, "V'im eino rogil lahatir akesher shalakutonis elam mishabbos leShabbos." If you're only undoing this binding once a week, so to say, from Shabbos to Shabbos, then also lenate kemod also lahatir. Then you wouldn't be allowed to go and break it, just like you wouldn't be allowed to untie it. However, mikomakum im darko lasos aniva below kavon aniksha. If you normally just make a bow over here, which is not a problem of untying, and somehow it got knotted, then in this situation, dino kekesher shalosu lahatir b'choyom. Then it has the halachic status like any other bow or tie that is not done for a permanent nature, and it's allowed to be undone if it's only made to be tied for that day. The issue number 28 brings down an interesting discussion if your tzitzis get tangled up together. So he brings down from the Shelos Chuvos Orlut Zion, Satzal, Shem Histavchu Ma'at Mutal Afridim. If they're only a little bit tangled, you can undo them. But if they're tangled greatly, so then you wouldn't be allowed to undo them. And this is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. And he says that this is a tolda of Matir, Lekol HaPachos B'Drabbanan, at least an Issa D'Rabbanan. However, on the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal doesn't feel that this is knotted tzitzis are like a kesher, and he says, "Mikol makom kivin shetzorach lafridem nechshav hasvach kekilkul bebeged v'yesh b'afro dosam mishum tikun mone." He says, for a different reason, that it's not allowed because it's like you're fixing the garment because they're all tangled together. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Chav Dalet, Shetofrin Oso Ad Shenigmar Melachto, was the custom of many of the workers that when they made the shirt, that they had the opening and then they would sew it back up until they finished the garment. The Rama continues and he writes, V'lchein Oso Lenatek Olachtok, therefore one is not permitted to cut or to undo Zug Shel Menolim, a pair of shoes, Hatfurim Yachad, that are sewn together, Kider Shel Umnin Osten, like the artisans do over here. They will put the pair of shoes together so they don't get separated. Obviously, the connection between the two shoes is not meant to be a permanent connection. Because by sewing together, we don't distinguish between something that is a permanent knot, a permanent connection, and something that will be undone, a non-permanent connection. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chaf Hei explains, "Vatam nira mishum dehu choshev kekoreya amanas lasakim," because by undoing this connection between the two shoes, between the pair of shoes, it's a ripping or cutting that's made for the purpose of fixing. And kol kesher shu osur lizman v'lo lismidus, and any knot that's made only for a period of time, even though it's not permanent, v'afilu humu kesher amis, even if it's a very strong kesher, yesh lahokel ayide eino yehudi likshor ulahatu imulatzor harbe. But for a non-Jewish person to undo this would be permissible, because it's only amir liakum, which is a shvus, about a din d'rabbanan over here, because it's not a permanent knot, so it's only a shvus, and therefore, if it's a tzorech harbe, you have no other shirus to wear, you'd be allowed to go and ask the non-Jewish person to do this for you, brought down in the name of Achronim. The royal conclusion, he says, v'yesh batir mitvira shena shokayama. Others even say right out that if it's not a permanent knot over here, it's not a permanent connection, tvira shena shokayama, you would be allowed to go in and do it. However, the ein lahatu b'fnei amor, it's the same rule applies, don't do this in front of an ignorant person, because he won't know the difference between when this is allowed and when it's not allowed. The issue number 29 is an interesting discussion. What about gloves that are attached to a sweater, let's say? So they're connected to them, but each is really totally finished. The sweater is totally finished, and the gloves are totally finished, but they're now connected in some way. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says in the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, Shemuto lahafridam, you are allowed to disconnect the gloves from the shirt. Because he says, according to the Mishnah Berurah over here, Hasaras dover shi toseit b'chevetz the acha shekvar nigmar melacha, Einu asura, mishum makav apatish. There is no question of makav apatish over here. The gloves are already finished. And he says, these items were all ready to be used on their own, and then they were subsequently connected together. On the other hand, Rav Nissen Karlis Shlita disagrees and says you would not be allowed to cut them apart and use them. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal also says that the removing a label also is not a problem of makav apatish. Lefisha ain't told in this hatovis bebeged. The only reason you put the label in the garment over here is after the beged is made, to demonstrate that this is this quality or this brand or this cost, and therefore it has nothing to do with the beged. And therefore, ain't hatovis mishanis a beged atzmo. It doesn't change the garment itself, and therefore it's allowed to remove it. The issue footnote number 31 also brings down kesher shenasim elav bishas glila sefer haTorah bishachris b'shabbos. If a knot was somehow made after the glila of the Sefer Torah on Shabbos morning, so the Chazon Ish writes, mutu lahatiro, you'd be allowed to untie it for the reading of the Torah at mincha time. And the reason this is allowed is because the knot came about by itself over here, and letzorech mitzvah, you'd be allowed to untie it. We'll discuss more about glila when we reach Mirtz Hashem, Sif Kotn Chav Tes. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes, Koshrin Dili b'mishicha o b'abnet. You're allowed to go and attach to a bucket that you used to fill up from a well a band of some sort, or an abnet, the belt. These are choshev items, the Mishnah Berurah will tell us, and you're not going to leave them over there. The chayotzi bo, or any other significant item like this, because you won't leave it over there, and therefore it won't be a permanent knot. Avalo b'chevel, but not with a regular rope or cord over here, which would be left over there. V'hani mili b'deloyim hakvuyim babor. This is talking about when you're having a bucket over here that's normally stationed permanently by the bar. Avo deloyim shalonu, but if you're using a bucket like we use nowadays that you don't leave permanently by the well, she'enon kvuyim babor, they're not stationed permanently by the well, eno kesher shokayama, so then whatever you're doing over here is not going to be a permanent knot, because you're going to remove this thing and bring it back to the house and untie it because you don't need the cord on it, and therefore nowadays it would be different. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Chavav, Sif Zed, this entire Sif that we just read, Irish kosher deli la be'er. It's talking about tying some band or a belt or a rope to the bucket by the bear. Shia lishov b'mayim, in order to go and lift up water from the well. And the same thing would apply if the rope that's already there got ripped. Dibe mishicha, with a band of some sort, or a ribbon, the avnet or a belt, mutter. They're allowed. Uvechevel also, but a regular rope, you're not allowed to go and tie it to it. In lo ba'aniva k'vilekami, unless you make it with a very loose knot, that there is no iser over here of tying. Va'afilu im yachshav l'kosher shom rach l'vishah, and even if you're going to go and put it there only for a certain amount of time, a short time, nevertheless, gam kein oser with these types of ropes that you could forget and leave there. Why is it permissible with the meshicha, or the abnet, the band, or the belt? So Siv Karn Chav Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah explains, do choshev, because these are important items. Einu mevat l'shamim, you're not going to forget it over there. And therefore, it will definitely not be a kesher shokayama. V'avi kesher she'eno shokayama by definition. Avo b'chevel by a rope, a cord over here. Afilu chevel degardi du choshev. Even if it's an important type of rope, the rabbi said, gam kein oser lo plug, the gazrina, we say, Otu chevel diyama, a regular plain rope, which is not important, and you're going to end up leaving over there as a permanent kesher. The enu choshev, which is not important, the darko levat lo sham, therefore the rabbi said you can't do this at all. The heavy shell kayama, this would be like a kesher shokayama. Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah Berurah says that they're not permanently attached over there. Nowadays, Rotsu lomar, va'osid lachzo v'lito lesed limisham. We don't take the bucket and leave it over there, we're going to bring it back to the house. And therefore, it's not considered an isser that you're going to make a kesher shokayama there because you're going to bring it back to the house and undo it. And he said, look in the Bir Halacha, and the Bir Halacha and Dibra Maskul, She'enu Kvuim, tells us that the Morgan of Rome writes, in the name of Tosos, She'enu Osri Lamot Shom's Marn Meruba, because it's not going to stay there for a long period of time. The Chofetz Chaim discusses this a little bit further over there, Ayin Sham, and with that we conclude today's shir.